When I see bugs, I want to stomp on them, I want to swat them, I want to raid them, definitely not eat them. But that's exactly what I'm about to do.
Hi, I'm Mario.
Nice to meet you, Mario. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, can we step inside your kitchen?
Yes, please.
So these bugs are not New York City bugs. You're saying these bugs are from Mexico.
Are from
Mexico.
They've
come a long way for me to eat them. What inspired you to create a restaurant where people would be eating ants, caterpillars, grasshoppers, worms?
In Mexican cuisine, it has an important part in gastronomy.
Are these delicacies? I mean, how expensive are these bugs in front of us?
They're really expensive, the agave worms. That can cost like $200 a pound.
$200 a pound for worms?
Something like that, yep.
Guacamole is great just as is. Why add ants to it?
Well, the chicatanas or black ants, they have a spicy shrimp taste.
So it's not just like a novelty addition?
No. And it's really simple, but at the same time, a little complex with all the ingredients on the
ants.
Cells. Yes.
Yeah, the ants.
Yes.
Not so simple when you add ants to it.
This one is called Chapulines en su tierra.
Okay. Here goes nothing.
Very strong flavor, too.
Wow, it's really weird to open up the taco and see a bug in there. Yeah. And it's supposed to be there. Crunchy. This is the guacamole with
ants.
The ants.
And chili ashes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
Good.
This is so not what I would think the ants would taste like. Oh, those are some big, that's a big ant. I'm gonna leave that one there for you. Do I have ants on my teeth?
Oh yeah, you know.
We're good?
Yes.
Grasshopper crusted shrimp tacos. I didn't know at first, I was wary, I was hesitant.
Yeah.
You just convinced me with this guy. You just got me.
I told you by then we finished, you're gonna be convinced.
Yeah.